It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, He Young, Tony, and Huang Shen. For so long, we have been told high school graduation marks the turning point of our lives, where we transform from carefree students to, well, to some extent, real-world sophisticates. And some people would postpone that moment, that graduation to university. But growing up isn't that clear-cut. It comes in stages. When maturity, finally creeps up on you, it happens without being noticed. So guys, when did you realize that you had grown up?
Well, I want to start by saying that being an adult is different for everyone. For some people, it's like living on your own or going away to college or getting that first job and being financially independent. You know, and becoming an adult just really means taking responsibility for your own life. And for myself, I think financial responsibility is huge because, you know, as a child, you know, your parents take care of you and bring you up and they pay for virtually everything. But being independent, because I think you can also be out on your own and work, but you still need help from mom and dad. So that's not necessarily being an adult in my mind. And but I think also giving back to your parents is also another stage of being an adult as well. And being able to, I remember when I took my mother to a trip to Australia. And she always, when I was really young, she told me that she wanted to go to Australia. And I was able to provide that for her. And so for me, that was a really big deal where I felt like an adult at that time. But I don't, it's difficult to define, and I feel like at different points of my life, I feel that sometimes I still feel like a child in some areas, and it's just the expectation of being an adult has changed over time, and I feel like, you know, outward markers have lost their influence sometimes in people, but sometimes we still feel like you need to have that house, or you need to have this vehicle, and what I think ultimately the most important is the ability to place others above yourself. And I think that I've been living for myself all of my life. And I think that when you are able to put yourself down a little bit and consider someone else, for example, I think stepping into the world of marriage or having a child, that's the time when you really just can't live for yourself and do whatever it is that you want. You have to consider other people. And I think that this is huge when becoming an adult, that you don't just, you know, go out and party and have fun. You look to yourself, but you have to consider the money that you earn and it's going to your family. So I think that this is a really huge stage in a person's life when they can no longer think of of themselves as a child. They have to really focus on someone else. And I think this is a huge distinction between being a child and an adult.
So nicely said.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm very happy to hear Tony share your thoughts on this. Huang Shen, what do you think? When was the time when you thought, now I'm a grown-up?
Yeah, physically, I think when I couldn't bear the coldness in a freezing winter, I think I'm a grow-up now. I couldn't drink iced Americano and just wear a long cashmere coat and don't wear any long johns. At that moment, I know I grow up. And mentally, I think when I totally understand and cried over the message conveyed in a book, The Little Prince, at that moment, I think I grow up. Because people say that's a classic as a fairy tale for adults or grown-ups. When I received the book when I was 12 years old, I think, wow, it's so plain. But when I read it maybe 5 years ago, I cried a lot. I totally understand the message in it and what is so sour or bittersweet for the grown-ups.
What do you think is the message that hit you?
I think how you value your hometown, your family, and you're the one you loved, and how you can protect the one you loved is very important. And I like that the cult, like what is essential is invisible to the eyes. You need to use your heart to feel it.
Yes. I suppose, do you mean maybe just having the ability to sense that?
Yeah, means you grew up.
Yeah. Why is it that every time when we talk about growing up, there's the sense of melancholy almost and this nostalgia that's shrouding this thing? Because growing up supposedly is a good thing, right? And then you can you have more ability to shoulder responsibility. Well, shoulder responsibility, who likes that, right? But but you have more power, strength to protect and provide. But why is it that we're like, oh, the good old days, yeah. But that's no longer with me.
I feel like as a child, when we come into this world, we've been thinking only to satisfy our immediate needs. And I think that progresses. And then as we get older, it's like the same things have been occurring. But when you become an adult, you look at it differently. And it's like, you know, you have an aha moment and your eyes are truly open and you can actually see, wow, my mother was so hard on me, not because she was, you know, a bad mother, but because she actually loved me. So it's just being able to see the world with different eyes.
Yes, and realizing that you're not just a little kid anymore and you don't get away with everything. There are consequences in the world of grown-ups. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.